AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says the world is against Russia and its president, Vladimir Putin.
Putin is now isolated from the world more than ever.
Biden says the U.S. will continue to help the people of Ukraine defend their country.
When history of this era is written, Ukraine will have left Russia weaker and the rest of the world stronger.
Putin's invasion is rebuked by a vast majority of UN member nations, even as his delegation arrives in Belarus for talks with Ukrainian officials.
As Russia's military assault in Ukraine continues, Vladimir Medinsky, the head of the Russian delegation, says negotiations are expected to resume Thursday in Belarus near the border with Poland. Ukraine's foreign minister says his country's ready to talk, but noted that Russia's unacceptable demands hadn't changed. Meanwhile, the prosecutor for the International Criminal Court has officially opened an investigation into possible war crimes, and the United Nations General Assembly voted 141-5 to condemn the invasion. Here's U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas Greenfield.
Today, the world has spoken with a clear, united voice.
Ukrainian refugees continue to stream over the border. The UN's refugee agency warned the number could cross the 1 million mark soon. I'm Jennifer King.
Russian forces lay siege to two strategic Ukrainian seaports. The mayor of one says he's met with Russian soldiers, asking them not to shoot civilians and to allow them to collect the dead from the city streets. Russian troops press their bombardment of the country's second largest city, while the huge armored column threatening Kyiv appears stalled some 15 miles outside the capital. Russia reports its military losses for the first time since the invasion began a week ago, saying nearly 500 soldiers are dead, almost 1,600 wounded. The report has not been verified. Ukraine has not disclosed its military casualties, but says more than 2,000 civilians have died, a claim that could not independently be verified. This is AP News. Opening statements are heard as the first person is put on trial for his role in the attack on the Capitol.
Prosecutor Jeffrey Nessler told the jury Guy Reffitt lit the match that started the fire on January 6th of last year, saying he drove from Texas to Washington armed with guns, intending to storm the Capitol and try to stop Congress from certifying Joe Biden's presidential victory. Reffitt's attorney, William Welch, told the jury the Justice Department's case is based on a lot of hype and a rush to judgment against a man prone to bragging, exaggerating and ranting. The prosecutor says Reffitt's own words and actions were captured on video and shows he had a leadership role in the riot. A verdict in Reffitt's trial could have an enormous impact on hundreds of other riot cases. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A member of the far-right Oath Keepers from Alabama pleads guilty to seditious conspiracy for his role in the riot, marking the first person involved in the attack to be convicted of the rarely used charge. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.